Hello and welcome to the Thursday, July 5th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's first start with a quick update on ocsp.komodoca.com. If you remember, this was the URL that Komodo uses for its OCSP service, which is used to verify SSL certificates. Sadly, Komodo itself labeled this URL or the IP address associated with it as suspicious. So did McAfee. Now, Komodo labels it now as no longer suspicious. However, as of this recording, McAfee still gives it a high probability in its web reputation index of being malicious. But we are hearing very little about any problems that this causes, telling us that most clients don't really enforce OCSP and will happily ignore it if it times out. And Cisco is in some hot waters with its customers, in particular home users and small businesses, as it did upgrade its router firmware for the home and small business market with Connect Cloud. What Connect Cloud does is that the user, instead of connecting to a web server that's directly embedded in the device, the user may now connect to Cisco's web server, and then the device keeps polling Cisco for updates, for example, to settings and, of course, also to firmware updates. Now, there were sort of two things that people didn't like about this, actually three things. First of all, that firmware updates are now mandatory. The router will continuously poll Cisco and ask for updated firmwares, which is not that bad if you think about security updates. However, the other issue is that Cisco now reserves the right to turn off your router if it considers what you are doing with your router malicious. And this includes, for example, pornography. Now, the third part of this is that in order to enforce all of this, Cisco is now able to actually collect some of the logs from your router without really asking you for any additional permission. So Cisco would know what websites you're visiting, for example. While this all could be done just for the best intentions and can be used to make your router more secure, it is definitely possible that a service like this can be abused. And at this point, there isn't really a good way to opt out of it unless you just refuse all future firmware upgrades from Cisco. There are, of course, a number of open source alternatives for these class of routers. For a lot of the Cisco or Linksys routers, there are Linux versions out there that will work, but it's a little bit hit or miss whether or not it will work or not work. The other thing you could, of course, do is go with another router manufacturer. Buffalo comes to mind, for example, that by default comes with an open source Linux-based firmware installed, so that gives you more transparency and, of course, doesn't necessarily lock you in to the configuration and the detailed firmware that this vendor provides. Well, and this is it for today. A little bit shorter than normal, but today was also a holiday in the US, as mentioned before, which I think caused the news to be a little bit more sparse than usual. With that, thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.